All right, Anthony, you keyed on something last year about opportunities coming your way. You didn't really want to go into too much detail during the off season. You landed a ride with 4-7 Motorsports. And here you come, week two, and you got yourself a win already. How's the new team adjustment, and how's the new car?
It's amazing working alongside Dan Denny and Mike Bond, two of the guys that have been in this since the SBS racing has started here. So that's a big help, and not having to worry about the money aspect of things because I'm going off to college this year, and we didn't think we were going to be able to race because we wouldn't have been able to afford college and racing. So it was awesome when Denise and Dan and Mike all came to us and wanted to join the team, and I can't thank them guys enough. This is brand new.
It's a brand new car.
Yep, brand new.
And what happened to the one from last year?
It's sitting in my garage, cut in half. We had to cut the front clip off after Classic. We wrecked it pretty bad, and we just never put it back together because we were busy scrambling to get this car, the new car, ready to go.
What's the biggest adjustment going from driver owner team to somebody who's driving for somebody else?
You don't really have as much pressure when you're driving for yourself because you're not going to disappoint anyone, and I don't want to disappoint Denise or Mike or Dan, so I don't want to disappoint anybody. So I just try even harder now. I don't want to wreck the car, and that's just more money Denise has to spend. So it's just a lot of more nerve-wracking driving for someone else because you worry about what everyone else is going to think on the team.
They just kind of cut the reins with you and say, hey, you do what you'd normally do, or you kind of feel more obligated to take a little easier, maybe not take a chance that you would have last year?
To be honest, I'm driving it harder. I have more confidence than ever after last year, and I think some of the reason I wrecked last year was because I was just taking it too easy, and I was second-guessing myself, and you can't second-guess yourself. If you get under someone, you just got to stick with it. If you start backing out, that's when wrecks happen, and it's confidence for me. I've always had a fast car. It was just getting my head right and understanding that I can drive one of these things.